This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is the co-founder and chief technology officer of an amazing company. It's Cyon Systems, CIONsystems.com, and it's Zubair Ansari, the co-founder and CTO. Zubair, welcome to the hot seat today.
Thank you, Gary.
So you guys have solved a critical problem with both Active Directory and Azure Cloud and Office 365. There's issues that people never knew they had. They've got the IT department running those systems. The security guys are ignoring these issues. And then we see breaches like Colonial Pipeline or the recent SolarWinds, where the malware would look and say, if you're not in this domain controller connection, if you're not in the domain, let's ignore your computer and go to the next computer until we find one that's part of the domain so that we can try to, you know, take advantage of the Active Directory server and gain control of everything. So these are problems where one part security thought they got the firewall and they got everything else, but the other guys, IT, they're not really working together. And so Active Directory, for an example, is critically flawed, is it not?
Correct. Active Directory was designed 20 years ago when we didn't have these type of challenges. Though the Active Directory is very powerful, but it needs a lot of adjustment for the present challenges, especially from the hacking and hacking communities.
So Cyon Systems has put millions of lines of code together using millions of dollars to develop something that is used at EPA.gov. It's used at other large clients around the globe. And what is it that this system does?
We have several large customers. And our unique solution is point and click, where you don't have to write millions of lines of code. We do that heavy lifting for you. And it's very simple to use, less complexity, and provides a very strong security, enhances your security. And it's very paramount for the enterprises to protect this directory.
I was reading your free Active Directory ebook online, and I noticed that there's free places on the web to download hacking tools and even source code to break in Active Directory to try to gain control. There's this Kerberos ticket issue to get the golden ticket. There's a whole bunch of ways to really take control of someone's network. And this is way beyond what started with WannaCry, which was taking advantage of an Active Directory vulnerability with the SMB1 protocol and worming its way across the network and causing tremendous harm, a ransom worm. But that's just one of many examples of people exploiting Active Directory. So how come these exploits keep happening?
You're right. Lately, there has been more focus on exploiting Active Directory. In the past, sophisticated user tried to exploit the Active Directory. These days, anybody can exploit the Active Directory, and that has to do with how the Windows environment works. It was made for anybody to use it. They made it simple, easy. But by doing that, it created a black box. And this is essentially storing all the keys to the kingdom. And if you don't know what is happening, it's a dynamic environment, you're taking a big risk.
Now, you were inspired to found Cyon Systems to fix these problems, because you are in the early team that actually developed Active Directory.
That is correct. And I was one of the first developers to work on Active Directory. And later on, I used that technology for other groups. I worked in Microsoft, and I found that there were issues. And especially if you want to have a control over what is being done and what is happening, and you want to have a visibility, the solution was lacking.
So you've developed an incredible system that will find all the holes in someone's Active Directory deployment, help them harden it, allow them to create group policies and test those policies and go back in time and unwind certain policies, find users that shouldn't be around anymore and clean that up, and passwords and permissions. And you've even developed something to allow people to reset their password easily. What is that tool called as part of your system?
We call it Enterprise Identity Manager, aka ED Mechanic. It does end-to-end of your Active Directory management, cleanup, securing it from inside and outside. Some of the things that you mentioned are very critical. In addition, in Active Directory is very powerful. So power means you have to be careful of how you use it. Typically, you can have many high privilege accounts and you don't even know that they exist. And yet they have keys to the kingdom. And as an IT manager, it's extremely hard to figure out who has what type of access and where. Our solution makes it a point and click solution where people don't have to, anybody don't have to write scripts, manage them, maintain them. They deploy our solution and we go and assess and we provide all the information about their directory infrastructure. And from there, they can take proactive steps, point and click, schedule to do the cleanup work, reduce the high privilege account, properly manage, delegate to less privileged accounts, and get deep visibility into the directory, and you will know what is happening. It's a very dynamic environment.
Yeah, I was looking at your EIM, your Enterprise Identity Manager, which really is the missing link. I remember years ago, Symantec or Norton created the Norton desktop for Windows to improve the Windows desktop because it was not secure and it was really not running. And they added encryption and they added built-in antivirus and all these cool features where you would overlay the Norton desktop on top of the Windows desktop and you'd never want to go back. It seems to me, looking at your AD mechanic, i.e. the Enterprise Identity Manager, you're kind of the desktop for Active Directory. You want to live and breathe inside your environment, your command center, and clean up the mess. And then even that other feature that I wanted to bring up, the self-service password reset. So many users forget their passwords and they are valid users. You've even made it easy so IT doesn't have to handle that headache either.
Absolutely. In our self-service, we not only allow the users to reset their own password, but we provide the enterprises power where they can disallow certain types of password that nobody can set. Suppose in this day and age, we have so many breaches and there are certain passwords. It's very easy to breach, even though they meet the password policy. Our solution makes sure that no user can set those passwords that has already been breached or they are considered weak.
That's awesome. Now, Zubair, does the Enterprise Identity Manager only sell to the big government agencies or Fortune 1000, or like the EPA is a government agency, but is it just for the big players? Is it for mid-market or SMB? Who can use this? Who can afford it? And how do they get it?
Ours is most affordable solution. I will start with that. And our solution works for small to very large enterprises. And we have customers that are small who are actively using it, and also very large customers. The solution scales to any size of the enterprise. Another thing with our solution is a lot of our competitors, they provide point solution. There will be one solution for backup. There will be another solution for password reset, another solution for group policy management or delegations. We have one single solution that takes care of all these things from a single panel.
That's fantastic. Now, is this sold through channel partners around the globe? Is this sold direct? Where do we send our viewers and listeners if they're interested in learning more about your solution for our most vulnerable asset, Active Directory?
We sell it direct. We started pushing it in channel, but the best way to contact us is go to our website and send a message or schedule a demo, and we can take them through all the aspects of directory and what are the important things that they have to worry and also provide solutions.
Sounds good. Now, do you have any kind of free assessment tool that we can download and assess our AD kind of vulnerability level and learn a little bit? Or is that something we have to buy? I'm just curious if you have any proof of value or free tools or anything people can look at to get started.
Good question. Our assessment tool, it will highlight more than 70 types of objects that enterprises should consider protecting them. It will analyze and it will show a report where it says whether those assets are protected, not protected, misconfigured, and vulnerable, not vulnerable, all that type of details. And if you protect all those things, it's like protecting a bank from inside. So even if the periphery is breached, you're protected inside.
So if someone gets control of Active Directory, they have the keys to the castle from the inside out.
We protect them.
What about Active Directory moved to the cloud and everybody's working from home post-COVID and they're working on dirty machines or poor hygiene machines or who knows, infected machines with remote access trojans and eavesdroppers? Are we in for a real mess with AD in the cloud and users gaining remote access from home now? Is this a bigger problem than ever?
Yes, that problem has exploded. And this is the reason it's very important to have some level of protection for authentication. And one easy way to protect, it's a mandatory thing for, I believe it's a mandatory thing for enterprises to have some level of protection via multi-factor authentication and to protect the initial login. Second aspect is it's very important to keep the directory clean. Make sure that you have less privileged accounts. It's essential because that's one of the common problems with Active Directory because of merger and acquisition, entitlement creeps, and so on and so forth. They end up with many unnecessary high privilege accounts. So it's critical to keep it clean. Otherwise, the risk of breach is very high.
Yeah, we like to call that shadow IT. The hackers have easy access. If you left the back doors open and too many user accounts and permissions that are too highly privileged. So also at Cyence Systems, you like to solve other related problems to Microsoft. Can you quickly tell us about your other enterprise class products? You have something for Office 365 and you have something for identity and access management in the cloud?
Correct. We have management for Office 365. It's a point and click solution that protects the Azure AD, and also it manages the license along with managing the backend directory of Azure and Office 365. In addition to that, we have a proxy authentication solution where if somebody doesn't want their identities to go outside the enterprise, we create a shell around their internal directory, and yet they can leverage that solution from outside internet. And we provide the authentication, single, multi-factor, et cetera. And they just have to write 10 lines of code to integrate and leverage the whole infrastructure. Basically, we take them out of trying to manage the identities and let them focus on their core business. Whatever they are trying to develop, they can focus on that. Another solution about single sign-on. This single sign-on is very focused, and currently we have solution for enterprises legacy application, and we provide a single sign-on. Typically, a majority of enterprises, they have this legacy application for which they may or may not even have code. And managing the security, identities, credentials is a challenge. And we provide a solution where they can reduce that burden, enhance the security, and we provide a single sign-on with single and multi-factor authentication.
That's fantastic. Zubair, is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
Yes, I will like to mention that since this is a hidden technology, a lot of folks are not aware how critical it is for enterprises. If this aspect of the infrastructure is breached, the whole enterprise is breached. It's black and white. And just protecting the periphery is not sufficient. And we are seeing examples of that, as you mentioned in the beginning, SolarWinds, Pipeline, and just to name the few, these are the latest ones. It's not just the big enterprises. Even the small and mid-sized enterprises, they are getting affected by it. So it's critical for enterprises to realize that it is.
Yeah, I was reading your white paper and I noticed in there, you said something like over 90% of businesses in the world are running Active Directory, which is a huge number. And every pen test and hacker test to break in was 100% successful whenever they tried.
Correct. And furthermore, that the current data is on a daily basis, few million Active Directory accounts, people are trying to hack them. That's a big number. And more than 80% of them are succeeding.
Zubair Ansari, the co-founder and CTO of Cyence Systems, CIONsystems.com. You made it through my hot seat. You've educated us about one of the biggest issues people don't know they have, which is an incredibly vulnerable inside out problem. It's Active Directory. It needs to be hardened and tuned up and managed a lot better. And Cyan Systems offers the AD mechanic to do that called Enterprise Identity Manager and some other really cool products for enterprises to make life a lot easier for them. So again, I want to thank you for joining me in the hot seat today. I really enjoyed it. Can't wait to catch up with you again and learn even more about what's going on with Active Directory security.
Thank you, Gary.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.